with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy, the Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
Speak for yourself. We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Today, my husband, Mark Katz, will talk about community service. He's been a volunteer emergency medical technician for a very long time.
We live in a tiny community. We live in the suburbs of a village of 750 in an obscure area in the hill country of southwest Wisconsin. I think that when the legislature down in Madison starts to parcel out money, they tend to give it to places where there are lots of votes, lots of money, and lots of resources. We don't have that here, and my feeling is that since they aren't going to pay much attention to us, we had better take care of each other. I joined the ambulance squad in 1987, and I was encouraged by a number of my friends who were already on the squad. It gives me an opportunity to drop what I'm doing for myself for a couple of hours and help someone who is ill or injured.
Now, do you know who you're going to help when you go and do it?
In a town this size or in an area with this low population, we often know the people we are going to help, but often we don't. And one of the things that I think is important to realize is that these people are afraid. They're scared. You think about yourself, how scared would you have to be to call 911? Now, as I've done this for all these years, I also have done other things to contribute to the community. I was a scout leader for quite a few years, back when I had a son that was young enough to be in the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. I was a big brother for some years because I knew there were kids that I might be able to help and who would like some adult companionship outside of their parents.
What I want to know, Mark, is your friends said, come join us. Well, do you just get in the ambulance with them, or do you have to go through some kind of training?
There is a significant amount of training. I don't remember the number of hours of training that I had to get and the class is taught by the local technical college.
For free?
No, it costs. I have no idea what it costs because the ambulance squad covered that expense.
And they do that for other people who want to become EMTs in this ambulance area.
Yeah. The ambulance squad covers the cost of the education. I believe that now it takes 180 hours of training, which means two evenings a week for an entire quarter.
Is there on-the-job training?
Well, yes. Part of your technical college training involves going ride-alongs on your local ambulance squad, and possibly, I believe, I did some shifts at the local emergency department at the local hospital.
What was that like for you when you first went on? Do you remember your first ambulance ride?
Absolutely, and it was kind of scary and kind of exciting. You know, I had gotten a temporary license, and the man who was chief of the ambulance squad walked into my business one day and said, come on, we got to pick up someone and get him to the hospital. And away we went. We picked up an older man who lived along the highway between Lafarge and Viroqua, where the hospital is located. And I don't remember any of the details. I mean, this was, a third of a century ago, but it was exciting and wonderful to know that I was gaining the skills that would allow me to help other people in an emergency.
Now, when you began doing this, you were still working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was lucky to be in a work situation where Janet, my partner, my wife, and one of the bitchin' sisters, and believe me, the name is appropriate.
You named us.
I certainly did. But luckily for me, my job allowed me to leave and Janet to take over the responsibilities for a couple of hours while I was off.
And there are other businesses that do that in our community, who say, if you're an EMT and you're needed, go and we'll still pay you.
Right. That's Organic nice. Valley being one of them.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's the ambulance experience, mm-hmm. too. But I know over the years, I have been in various friends groups, friends of the library, friends of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. I've used skills that I had as a graphic artist to help them with videos and newsletters and things. And for a lot of people, when they get to retirement age or when the kids have all left for school or maybe it's an empty nest at home, that's when they become more involved, and that's great. But there are lots of different ways you can contribute to your community.
Yeah.
So whatever you've done in your life or whatever you're doing, you may be able to take those skills and use them. I mean, even if they're just small skills. I was never a teacher, but I can read. And so my husband and I both go to the forest school where our great-grandkids go, and we do a little reading with them.
Right. We volunteer to help them learn how to read.
And it's good for us.
Something we both can do.
Something we can do, if we can still do. Yeah. Well, when I first moved to this community, I liked to call it Nowhere, Wisconsin, but when I first moved here, I was a single mother with two kids, and I expected that there would be certain activities, that there would be Santa Claus at Christmas time, that there would be an Easter egg hunt, that there would be parades. I didn't realize in a small community, it's the people who get together and put this on. Maybe it's the Lions Club.
Yeah, they do a terrific amount of you know, contributions to helping the community. That's what they do.
Yeah, there are organizations. What's that other one they have in Lafarge now? Something about the 100?
Yeah, every once in a while this group of people gets together and each of them contributes $100. And they choose a family or an organization that they perceive to be in need, and they donate the money to that family or organization.
Well, that sounds good. How about you, Nancy? Have you done anything like this, or do you have you seen opportunities?
Well, the knitting group that I belong to sometimes will knit things for organizations. We have a backpack group that fills backpacks with food, and then the kids are given those backpacks for the weekend. And we knitted a lot of hearts at Valentine's Day and put them into the backpacks. And I know one of the gals, she has organized knitted bras for, you know, for people who have gone through breast cancer.
Oh.
And so she does that a lot.
Who would think that you could use your knitting skills to contribute? That's amazing to me. But it makes me think of, what do they call that, like the empty bed? Something about beds. These people get together, they build beds and they make quilts for kids who don't have their own bed and blanket.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have sewing skills or woodworking skills, it seems like you can always find something. Well, I think it's just great if we have a skill and we can use it to help the community. But some things, I'm sure, require quite a bit of training.
Yeah, to become a volunteer fireman and a volunteer EMT take a great deal of training, and they take a great deal of commitment of time once one has acquired the skills. But if you feel the least bit inclined, I would suggest because of my own personal interests, that you join your local ambulance squad, join your local first responders, or join your local fire department. There are never enough volunteers.
And thank you to all of you people who are already doing things, and I hope you found this interesting. It's an aspect, especially of that older people can share, we often are retired and have time to contribute.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, and some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. Music by Hall and Sidnor.